Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think there are a lot of people who, after the initial crisis and there's all this federal money and money, thought that we'd get more help. And now people are starting to see that school districts are asking for more money.
Didn't the governor just say that $4.9 billion in federal relief would be arriving to help pre-K through 12 schools? So why do we need more?
It's a great question to ask. Our next guest, Jennifer Stefano, is the vice president and chief strategist to the Commonwealth Foundation on our Disc Institute, a Pittsburgh Newsline from just outside Philadelphia. Jennifer, good morning. Welcome to KDKA.
Well, good morning to you, Larry and Kevin. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's start by asking you to explain the mission of the Commonwealth Foundation.
Yeah, sure. Well, we help people here in our state by turning free market ideas into law so that everybody can flourish. And it's a very simple concept. We're bipartisan. We just want people to be able to live free, pursue their own dreams and their own success, and earn it on their own. That's what we do every day.
That's a very novel concept. Wonder how that's going to catch on, Jennifer. March, the governor announced that Pennsylvania is expected to receive $4.9 billion in federal relief to help schools, public schools. Why are local school districts who are now flush with cash that they may not have even used yet in the name of COVID-19, why are they looking to raise property taxes?
Well, look, I mean, you can look at each individual district, but it comes down to one thing, that the amount of money going to schools or that were largely closed throughout this whole pandemic shows where the priorities of too many of our politicians lie, whether it's at the state level or at the local level on school boards, and that's with the teachers' unions and the teachers' unions' bosses. I mean, even our school districts, 95% of them are fiscally sound and in no way have any budget deficit. And this is including worst-case scenario that tax revenue would have declined. Now they're getting flush with cash from all this money from the federal government, and the governor continues to send it into the government schools instead of just giving it in an educational savings account to each child so the parents can decide what's best for their children to recover from this, frankly, this education atrocity. I mean, I'm a mom of school-age kids. I'm tired of the government not using the money well, closing down my schools. Parents should get the money to make the decision where and how we're going to use it to help our kids recover from COVID-19 educationally.
So what kind of reaction and traction can you get to try to get the attention of those elected officials in Harrisburg that can actually do something about it?
Well, that's what we do all the time. And it includes making sure that we're mobilizing people within their districts and educating them. The number one problem here is that it's all so confusing. And everyone has all the programs and always have euphemistic names. For instance, President Biden's latest plan, the American Rescue Plan. It sounds great. Like, wow, the American Rescue Plan. You feel like you're patriotic by supporting it. But all that it's doing is sending money, creating bigger deficits, sending money to the states that then are going to likely chronically overspend. And what is that going to lead to? It's going to eventually lead to tax increases when the money goes away and the politicians have gotten used to excessive and chronic overspending. And there's going to have to come a time when that bill gets paid. Already, Governor Wolf is proposing a 50% income tax on working families here in Pennsylvania. All I ask people to do, look at your paycheck. Look at the paycheck that comes home to you. How much more of that do you want to give to the government? How much more? How much of it do you not need that you want to give to the government that they so they can go waste it on programs that aren't helping the people that need help?
Now, part of that is I was reading that there's 24% more cash in the market right now because it's been printed, which decreases the value of the dollar, which increases inflation. But that aside, do you think that this extra money that the school districts got and will spend, will that create a situation that we have in, like, say, the university system here in Pennsylvania where they spent up to what they were getting each year? And then had to, you know, then got into a catch-22 where they couldn't get enough money to keep all the programs going?
Sure. I think money flowing from the government is similar to any addiction, like crack cocaine, right? You start and you cannot stop. But what inevitably happens is there is not always going to be this continued flow of stimulus dollars coming into our state. And our politicians are already undisciplined in making sure and cutting back government programs and cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse and properly addressing some of the major issues we have in our state budget. Let's just look at pensions. And yet this money will only incentivize bad behavior. And the problem is that one day the bill will come due. And a lot of this money is coming in, particularly to schools, well after the COVID crisis is going to be over. And here's the worst part. Sitting in the coffers right now, 21% of the funding that has come into our state still hasn't even been sent. It hasn't even been allocated. So there's a chance that school districts that are already flush with cash are going to get more money. Why? Again, this shows the unfair and outsized influence of the public sector teacher union bosses. They were able to hold our kids' education hostage, keep so many of our schools shut down during the pandemic, and now get money directed to these government schools rather than going where it should. The money should go into educational savings accounts to each individual child. The parents should be the ones in charge, not the bureaucrats.
What about What about the public school systems that will need upgraded, say for new air heating and cooling systems because of COVID-19? That's going to cost a lot of money, and maybe that's what that money is going to be used for.
Yeah, except that even if you ask, 95% of school districts are coming out of 2022 with more money in their coffers than they did in 2019, and that's with the state keeping education funding even and level. Not one penny was cut from the budget. Then they were flush with cash from the federal stimulus program. 95% of school districts have a positive general balance fund, and that's totaling more than $5 billion. Okay, so now, not only that, there's less than $1 billion that was utilized and needed in our schools across the state to upgrade and use for personal health and safety measures to prevent and protect against COVID. So you still are flush. Say they spend $1 billion, right? Say they spend upward of $1 billion. Well, that's still an extra $4 billion on hand than from 2019. And more money could still be coming in. And yet parents have no options. As long as the money is tied up in the system and not given to parents to make decisions and to take it elsewhere when their needs aren't being met, this will continue to be a trough of special interest led by the government sector teachers unions. And we really have to be clear. The school districts in Pennsylvania, 95% of them have a positive general balance fund. Many of them have excessive reserve funds higher than 2019.
You can go to CommonwealthFoundation.org for details and more information. Jennifer, Vice President and Chief Strategist, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Nice to be with you this morning.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!